Thank you for calling Tax Masters.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Which card is that?
It's a MasterCard ending in 3246.
Ah, yes. That's the one I turned off because I had young teenagers trying to climb over the top of me to see the numbers.
Oh, how scary. That's not good. Well, I'm happy that you got it turned off before something happened.
Oh, yeah. Hang on just a second.
Of course.
I've had that account hacked. Or not hacked, but... yeah, I guess you could say hacked. I mean, he's kind of picking times by these little punks around here.
It's the worst.
Yeah, they won't let me get my hands on one of them.
It's time to take matters into your own hands, huh?
If they would.
I love it.
If they would, none of them around here would do it ever again, I promise you.
Yeah, we had it's for $149.
$149?
Yep.
Okay. I figure out how I want to do.
I was going to tell you that there was a convenience store. We're in Southern California. I saw it on the news that got robbed, and it was a bunch of young punks like that. And when they came into the store, the owner was an 80-year-old man, and he shot at them with a rifle, and got one of them in the arm. And you could see on the surveillance video, they're all running into the car and trying to get the heck out of there. But they ended up getting caught, but I'm going to tell you, they're not going to go rob a convenience store again after that.
I used to live in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
And there was a convenience store down there. Now, this was back in the 70s, okay?
Yeah.
A long time ago. There was a convenience store down there, and it had a sign up. 2 students at a time only.
Oh, I see. Wow. That's probably a good rule to have.
But up there where the cashier was?
Yeah.
It was all plexiglass. It was all bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
4 inches thick. They had a button that they could push.
Yeah. Yeah.
These steel barred doors would come down instantly in a flash. And all
I love it. Yeah.
These four black guys stormed in there. And it was only students that was only allowed 2 at a time. But these 4 black guys stormed in there one day going to rob the place.
Yeah.
I just reached over and punched a button and stood back against the cigarette counter and said, go ahead.
Wow. I love it.
So they started shooting at him.
Oh, my gosh. He would have lost his life if it wasn't for that bulletproof glass and the bars. That's amazing. They were violent, violent criminals. Did they get caught, hopefully?
Oh, yeah. They were still inside the store when the police showed up.
Oh, that's great. What a story.
They couldn't go nowhere.
Now, if that was so locked down and secured back in the 70s, and now we're in 2022, why in the world aren't they doing that, like, everywhere? You know what I mean? I know there's a monetary expense to it, but people's lives should be worth something, you know?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. Smash and grabs.
Yeah.
Why does it even happen? Why don't you take precautions for that? And don't.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I was recently at a high-end mall where they have all of the designer stores and they have a security guard at each door. So, you know, they kind of monitor people when they come and go. But I noticed that the shelves on Louis Vuitton were almost empty. I thought it looks so sad to go in that store because there's not much out on the shelves. But I figured they're doing that on purpose. They don't want to leave anything out on the shelves in case the smash and grabbers come, you know? It's so sad.
Yeah, I understand. You know, that's
so,
a shame.
Did you find a different card that you want to use? Because I know last month you went on the dashboard and just updated it that way, but I think you put this card on file, and now you said you have it blocked because of those teenagers.
Yeah, I've got one that I'm going to use for
okay.
now.
Yeah, we could always switch it up down the road, but if you want to use it for now, I'll update it. Is it still the same billing address on 4th Street?
Yeah. All
okay, so that's easy.
Same billing address.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Give me 1 second. Let me check one thing right fast. I may put it on something and leave it here.
Yeah, no problem. That'll save you a step of having to change it down the road.
That's what I'm trying to do. They never make anything easy to check on anymore.
Right? Yeah, my banks, when I log on to them now, and I think it's a good thing, but it first I have to log in with a password, and then it will say that they're going to text me a code to make sure that it's me. And then I get the code, and then I have to go back to another screen and enter the code. And after all that, I can finally get in.
I deal with a couple of different fire departments.
Yeah.
I pay bills for them and all that, and they use different banks. And
yeah,
I'll log in, and it'll, we have to send you a PIN number.
Yeah.
You know, so I say, okay, well, send me the PIN number. And then it says, what is the email? I put in the email. That's not the correct email. Don't give me that crud. It's the only email y'all have for us. You know?
Yes. Yes.
And
wow.
It automatically populates.
Yeah, okay. So that could be a scam too. Someone trying to get your PIN and your email. You know, that's a good thing that you recognized it.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Lewis. If you found the card, we'll update it for you.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and update it to this one for right now. 5111.
Okay.
3801 0110 6541.
65 what? I'm sorry, the phone cracked up.
6541.
41. Okay, got it. And expiration?
1125.
And the code on the back?
366.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. Do you have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
I've got my daughter and granddaughters in. They've been in.
Oh, how nice.
And they'll be in Saturday. It'll make a week. It's the first time I've seen them in 18 years.
Wow. Where did they come from?
Southern Louisiana.
Oh, Lewis, that's so great. You're going to enjoy your time with them so much. That's such a neat thing.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So not only is it Thanksgiving, it's a big family reunion, huh?
Yeah. It's,
that's so cool.
It's been some late nights catching up. And
I bet. Oh, how old is the granddaughter?
One of them is 18.
Okay. That's so cool.
One's 18, graduated from high school.
Yeah.
In May. The day after she graduated from high school, she graduated from college.
Oh, so she's a smart cookie.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you say the other one was 14?
12.
Oh, 12. Oh, yeah. Wow. No wonder you've been up talking so much. They have a lot to say at that age, don't they?
But, yeah, I'm really proud of that oldest one. She got picked by Tesla. They paid for all of her college student loans and everything.
Yeah.
And she can go on to any school that she wants to go to further her education, and they'll pay for it.
That's so phenomenal. Where is she thinking she wants to further her education?
I don't know. I asked her, I said, well, what do you do? She says, well, I don't know. She said, they told me I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, at that age, it's normal to be able to change your mind. You should tell her just pick a good school that she likes and then start doing the general education, you know. And then once she's gone there for a couple semesters, maybe she'll narrow it down and she'll start knowing, like, oh, I want to go into this certain direction, you know, and that's where she can start focusing on her major.
Yeah, that's what
she
I
sounds
thought.
So smart. Yeah, good for her.
I need to be educated.
Well, you know what? She could do what?
I need to be edumacated on local splat.
Edumacated. Yeah. So you're not familiar with what we do?
Well, I thought I was.
Okay. So what we optimize your company, Taxmasters, to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So when clients, when they call you, start asking them, how did you hear about me? And you'll hear that all the time. I saw you online. I looked you up on the internet. I found you on Google. That's as a result of this service.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. And I
just
get phone calls about, you're not showing up on Google. You need to update your, and I get those people on there, and I say, look, I got a service that takes care. well, they're not doing a good job because you don't show up. I said, well, that's funny. Every time I go in and pull it up, it comes up first.
Yeah, those are scam companies. They'll call you and they'll tell you, oh, your Google listing needs to be updated. You're not ranking just so that they could get more money out of you. But in reality, you're smart enough to know that those are scam calls because you're getting client calling, you know, you from Google. So you know that it's working. But if you ever wanted to, you could go on your dashboard and you can look at your results. So I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your dashboard. That way you could go in there and you could see everything in real time, okay?
I'm going to tell you something. I know it works. Let me tell you how
it does. I have a question for you, though. On this login that I just pulled up, the password is blank, which means at some point you went in and you reset it. So do you want to just, when you get the login, try to use the one that it may be, or do you want me to set a temporary password to let you in? That way you could just go in and reset it again if you want.
Oh, you can set the password, and I can tell you what to set it to. It don't matter to me.
Oh, no, it won't let me set it because that's private. It'll set a temporary one. So I'm going to send you a second email that says login credentials to advanced reporting. The first one that you get, it's going to have a blank password, so just disregard that one. And then the second email will have the temporary password. You can use that to get in. And then once you get in, you can set it yourself to whatever you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again for talking. I had a great time chatting with you, so have a very happy Thanksgiving and have a nice rest of your day, too, okay?
Oh, I will. And you have a good day.
Sounds perfect. I will. Thank you so much, Lewis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.